Okay, so today's daf is Brachos Daf Samach Aleph. And in Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, it's better to walk behind the lion, but you shouldn't walk behind the woman. It's not appropriate. But better to walk behind the woman than not behind Avodah Zarah, idolatry. And better walk behind Avodah Zarah and not behind a base Knesset, B'Shah Shetzir Mispalim. Better not to walk behind the shul when the tzibur is davening. That's like the worst. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, "V'lo Amram Adalol Darimita." It's like when you're not carrying anything. If you're carrying something, leisamba, that's okay. You can walk behind the shul when people are davening. If you're carrying something, "V'lo Amram Adaleka Pischa Achrina." It's like when there's no other doorway, no other entrance. "V'yika Pischa Achrina leisamba." If there's another entrance, not a problem. "V'lo Amram Adalol Rachiv Chamra." It's also when you're not riding a donkey. "Aval rachiv chamra leisamba." If you're riding a donkey, it's not an issue. And "velo amram el delo manach tefillin." It's like when you're not wearing tefillin. "Aval manach tefillin leisamba." If you're wearing tefillin, it's not a problem. So what's going on here? So the issue here of walking by a shul, the entrance of a shul, when they're davening, so is the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman, in Or HaChaim, Siman Tzadi Seif Ches, is "mipnei shenir kekofer." Because you appear to be like a heretic. That obviously you're walking by, there's a minyan going on. Why are you not coming to minyan? Because you obviously don't believe in God, and you're not, and that's why you're not davening. So, good point, Mark. So very good. So first of all, he says if you're carrying something, so probably that's why you can't stop in. Or if you're wearing tefillin, so if you're wearing tefillin, obviously you're not a kofer because you're wearing tefillin. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that halacha also applies. If you're carrying a talis or tefillin bag, that's also okay. It also shows you're not a heretic. And to Mark's point, so the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tzadi,
what's this? The donkey?
So, you know, a donkey is like four... The donkey, presumably, if you're riding on the donkey, so presumably you can't get off. I'm sorry. I think you're afraid that if you go inside, like, you need to watch the donkey. That's the issue.
I thought he's carrying
that's going to be different. No, I think I remember they said if you go inside, then someone may think you're watching the donkey. So that's okay, so people don't. So to Mark's point, why it's probably not so relevant in most communities, you should still go to Minyan, but why this is not relevant, because it's not simply that, so the Shulchan Aruch adds another thing. Oshiyesh Beis HaKnesses Acher Be'ir. What if there's another shul in town?
Doesn't exist. Okay, wait.
If there's another shul in town, then it's not a concern because maybe you went to the other shul. But also, Mishnah Berurah writes, Nir Ali, Dehu Adini, Mergilim Beis HaKnesses, Azeh, Lasus, Kama Minyonim, Gam Ken Shorit, Lo Yavod Lachashto. Also, if there are multiple Minyonim, what you said, Mark, then there's not a concern that someone's going to suspect that someone just doesn't believe in God, someone's not praying. So in practice, even though it's written in the Gemara, this halacha is not really so relevant, and we should try to go to minyan. But if you don't, in most instances, people are not going to suspect, especially if there are other shuls in town or there are other minyanim.